Hello and welcome to the award-winning managerial search gutter, a sub-brand of the gutter that people have been enjoying hugely weekly for the last 4 or 5 weeks. I've got a new panel with me today. I've got the ledge that is Andy Heaton, the ledge that is Mo Stewart, and drumroll, the legend that is Paul Senior, back in the big chair for the big stories that are emerging in Liverpool's hunt for a new leader after our current God leader leaves us imminently in May. Well, actually, there's been, I mean, as we've done these shows, there often has been little to report other than to say, Xabi Alonso's good, isn't he? Should we have some Xabi Alonso chat? And that's generally what we've been doing, Paul, just to bring you up to speed. But yesterday, within the last 24, 36 hours, there was a story breaking across the wires. Fabrizio Romano actually spoke up first, and then Paul Joyce did latterly, that Liverpool are potentially upping their, their pressure campaign on Michael Edwards to come back to Liverpool Football Club in some capacity. It seems to me that the boy Michael is sort of, whether he's briefing or the journalists are getting wind of this, wants to come back in the capacity as supreme Führer of football ever for Liverpool. What were you making of the story and where it may lead?
Well, I think the priority probably does need to be that position, doesn't it? I think in terms of if you are bringing some in to be football god at the football club, then surely you need to be sort of okay with who is bidding his wishes in terms of coaching the team. So that's no surprise to me that they're trying to get Edwards in. I put something on Twitter yesterday where I said, well, the guy literally saved us tens and tens of millions of pounds on footballers, and it's really relative, I guess, when you see some of the moves some of the other football clubs are making, even the Ineos stuff at Manchester United, where they're trying to sort things out from a structure of the football club, and then they'll get round to the manager. And I do feel, as much value we put on the football club, I think Liverpool are valuing the setup, the behind the scenes, the whatever it is, the makeup of what makes the football club, maybe from what we don't see, they're trying to protect that and maintain that because they know that's the foundations that the manager can then build upon. So to bring the guy in who sort of led the creation of that structure and try and reinstate him maybe in a larger capacity in terms of maybe take him where Michael Gordon's role is, or as well as the one that the what's his name, George Smacker or whatever, however you said it, and then Julian Ward before that has sort of took that role in a short-term basis. I think it's right to sort of bring the guy who is the architect of the club's makeup, or sort of behind the scenes, back into the club, and then whether it would be Xabi Alonso or Amorim or whoever it would be that they're going to bring in as a manager, I think they've got to get that thing right first and make sure he's happy with the decision making, and also let him get on with, okay, it is going to be Xabi Alonso, well, he's going to need some recruitment, so let's let him get on with it.